Good morning. I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. It's October 3rd, 2016. The time is 10:12 a.m. Congressman Mason, would you enter a prayer for us this morning?
Thank you. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and we say thank you again for the privileges that you have given us. Thank you for the blessings upon our people, Almighty Father. We know of the burdens that go with these privileges, Almighty Father, and we ask that you guide us through these times, Almighty Father. Be with us. Be with our leaders here, Almighty Father. Be with our chief, assistant chief, and the members of Congress here, Almighty Father, and the Minerals Council, Almighty Father. All of the people have been here to take care of your people, Almighty Father. Thank you for these things, these privileges. Stay with us now throughout this day, Almighty Father. We ask for your divine guidance in the thoughts and words and deeds that we do. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethelhead. Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. Okay. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal for September 30th. Please take a look over the journal. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Page 1, I'm going to change the following members who are absent. Instead of member was, because you have 3.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 3, motion to amend. The motion was passed with 8 yeas, 0 nays, and 1 suspension. Is that supposed to be abstention?
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
On page 5, motion to postpone.
Sorry, what was the question?
It says passed with 3 nays, 3 yeas, and 6 nays.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Page 4, about middle of the page, it says appropriate $112. It's supposed to be $112,000.
Congressman Walker.
Page five says the motion to postpone, it said the motion was seconded and passed. I think it was seconded.
Yes. Congressman Whitehorn.
Move to approve.
Pardon me.
Move to approve the journal where September 30th is amended.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal as amended. Seconded. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Congressman Mason.
Abstain.
An abstention. Congressman Mason. Next, we have reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Edwards.
Rules and Ethics met on Friday afternoon and started the engrossment process, but we weren't able to complete it, and so this morning, two of three members completed the process. ONCA 1689 is an act to provide an appropriation to the boards, commissions, authorities, and utilities of the Osage Nation fiscal year 17 in the amount of $1,012,692. To establish an alternate effective date, the sponsor is Ron Shaw. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with yes votes from Pratt and Buffalo Head. ONCA 16122 is an act to authorize and appropriate a $20,000 grant to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties out of fiscal year 2017 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is R.J. Walker. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with yes votes from Pratt and Buffalo Head. ONCR 1640 is a resolution to amend and restate the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2016 and 2017. The sponsor is Alice Bufflohead. Final committee action is due, pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Pratt and Bufflohead. Typo in that bill. Is there any more? There's one more. Also, an act to authorize and appropriate $112,000 to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch and Minerals Council Administration Building to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Otto Hamilton. Final committee action is due, passes properly engrossed with yes votes from Pratt and Buffalo Head.
Thank you. Are there any other select committees to report? Seeing none, next is report of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Seeing none, introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in a resolution to support and congratulate St. Louis University on the bicentennial anniversary of its founding in 1818 and to acknowledge the relationship between the Osage people and the Catholic Church.
Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on third reading. The first bill is ONCA 1689. An act to provide an appropriation to the boards, commissions, authorities, and utilities of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,112,692 to consent to spending of an independent agency and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Shaw, you are the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 1689? Seeing none, Congressman Shaw?
I'll waive my time.
Okay, waive his time. Thank you. Members of Congress, the question is, shall ONCA 1689 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. Next is bill number ONCA 16-122, an act to authorize and appropriate a $20,000 grant to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties out of fiscal year 2017, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker, you are the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Are there any other members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 16-122? Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. Last week we passed a bill out that, while it's not law, we clearly know what the intention was of Congress by voting 12 yes votes, unanimous, which doesn't happen very often. This legislation was amended to take out donation, and grant was put in its place. Of course, I spoke on this last week. The definition of grant is donation, but we want to throw an extra word in there to try to make it look like it's not a donation. That's really not the right thing to do. I looked at the CASA website, the official CASA website, and they ask, how do you get involved? And there's little links that says donate online, donate today, donate by mail. But nowhere on there does it say grants. I also spoke with Julie O'Keefe, who is on the Osage Nation Foundation Board, and she's been following this for the last couple of weeks, and I've been keeping her in the loop. And I had asked her if this would fall within the definition of what Osage Nation Foundation contributes to, and she said absolutely, 100%, without a doubt. And most of the time, she said not all of the time, but oftentimes when Osage organizations, Osage County organizations, or anything that contributes to the well-being of Osage children ask for a donation from the Osage Nation Foundation Board with good and proper documentation, Nancy Pillsbury, who's also on the board, will go to the Pillsbury Foundation and match. So she said they quite possibly could get double the amount of money than what they're getting from the nation. Be that as it may, Congresswoman Edwards' word, if we are going to continue to find or legislate around our own legislation that we just passed out by changing one word, then I would urge this Congress to repeal the piece of legislation that we passed out last week that said all donations for organizations and individuals are going to go to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and awarded, so that we can keep political officials out of that process. And that's how I feel. I feel like we have legislated around our own legislation. That's my opinion, by changing one word in a document that says grant instead of donation. Clearly, CASA is an organization. I support it. I support it personally. I attend their birdhouse auctions. My husband is an artist for them, but I do not think that we should be doing this. I think we should do what we said we were going to do and have them apply to Osage Nation Foundation. So I will be voting no for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards?
I also will not be supporting this. Last week when I spoke with the executive director of the Osage Foundation, Nation Foundation, to indicate that I was considering withdrawing a bill and putting it hopefully as part of the donations to the Osage Nation Foundation, he indicated to me that it was a stretch at best that we would donate to another government through the foundation. And he stressed that the foundation was focus was on youth, children, arts, education, and that their emphasis was on charitable donations to those kinds of organizations and organizations outside of the nation. So it wasn't a situation where they donated to other municipalities. I'll take responsibility for probably inartfully drafting the change to the what had been called a donation to municipalities, but I think we wanted to make clear that with respect to donations, those donations were going to go through the foundation. And if there's a 12-0 vote, then I would actually expect our Congress to honor something that 12 of us had agreed to do. But that's not the way this Congress works sometimes. And I would like for the sponsor to explain to me why, when he stands up here, explain to me why, out of all the organizations that could come to the foundation and ask for money, worthy causes, Cancer Society, Alzheimer's Society, Lung Association, Diabetes Association, all the things that are probably near and dear to someone's heart in this room, why we have picked one organization out, he has picked one organization out, to single it out for a special donation, calling it a grant, that we've been trying to get away from doing for 10 years now. So I don't want to give up on this. Congresswoman Buffalohead, you know that I've tried to get us steered that way. And even the chief obviously agrees that we should steer that way. But we've got one Congress member, for whatever reason, that won't play fair. So let's just call it what it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I just wanted to get up here and state that I will be voting no against this bill. And it's not because I do not support the need for special advocates in our courts, needing children that need representation and a mouthpiece. But I too believe that we have put a change in motion by passing legislation. Change is always hard. It's different. It's just a different means and process that these organizations need to utilize to go through the foundation. I believe our Osage Nation Foundation are very generous and very professional in vetting the requests for Osage dollars that we appropriate to them. And I just respectfully request you guys to consider the fact that we have implemented this change, and if we don't stand by that as a body, then we're going to continue to get people to come to us and ask for special appropriation donations. So I urge you to vote no on this. I believe that it's been discussed and it's very highly elevated with the Foundation Board that this is going to be coming their way, and I think that they're going to deal with it effectively and meet the needs of this organization. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Maker?
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
I am going to support this. The whole time I've been on this Congress, I've always tried to support workers' causes, especially deal with the Osage children. And this is one of those causes. And sometimes we get wrapped up in the technical things and one word here, or let's change this word. But while you're worried about one word, some of these children could suffer. And that's what I don't want. And I think, yes, there's a good argument on both sides, but I think we can straighten this out. But right now, I think this needs to go forward to help these children. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Are there any others who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Chief Redcorn. I'm well aware that we passed legislation that directed donations to be appropriated money to, or on the cusp of appropriating money to, for donations. But we've also made some exemptions already to the category of donations. We've exempted political donations. Some of our cultural donations are also within the nation. I think this is a donation that's separate and above and beyond the intended scope of the donation appropriation and legislation that directed donations to the Osage Nation Foundation. You know, CASA had cases in 2015 included 32 Osage children. And I think, again, the amount that's being requested is beyond the scope of what we've appropriated. I would not want that to be harmed or reduced because the total appropriation was $100,000, and this would represent a fifth or 20% of the total monies appropriated. Maybe they have other monies to become available. I don't know that. I know that we had appropriated $100,000, and this is a fifth of that. It's possible, again, that this donation is an exemption to this general category of donations, as we've had other exemptions. I think it's a worthy cause. I would not want to jeopardize the support of these children by sending this request to the Osage Nation Foundation. It seems to be outside the scope of the projects that I'm aware of. I will not say that they're incapable of that. I think they're very capable people. But I believe this to be an exemption of the donation description that we had passed in the earlier legislation referenced by my colleagues. I'll be supporting this and voting yes.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Congressman Shaw, and Congressman Maker, for getting up and saying what you did. And Congressman Shaw stated a few things that I was going to say. Somewhat reluctantly, I'm going to go ahead and address a couple comments that were made by my colleagues. I want to make it clear, though, I don't want to sit up here and turn this into a bickering session amongst us when we're talking about abused and neglected children. And I'm not going to hang my hat on that and say that if you don't vote for this, that you don't support abused and neglected children. That couldn't be further from the truth. What I do want to point out, though, is the purpose of taking donations from the executive branch or from politics was what? Remove politics, right? Yet, the first two members that got up here and spoke against this talked about talking to a board member and talking to the executive director. So to me, therein lies the tale right there.
Whether it's a grant or a donation, I really don't care. Is what I do care, though, is that these abused and neglected children are taken care of by an appropriation from this government. That's what I think is important. We've always made this donation in a similar but different way. It's always been in the judicial branch. Chief Justice decided to take it out this year, so I picked it up. So I really don't know what else to say. I think we've all pretty well made up our mind on this. I would also point out that the donation to the foundation is on the governmental operations agenda later this afternoon, and it is for $100,000, which is very close to being equal to what was appropriated and spent last year for similar donations that did not include CASA. So I would urge you to vote yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Members of Congress, the question is, shall ONCA 16-122 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yep.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yes.
ONCA 16-122 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion regarding the alternate effective date? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'd like to hear the reason why it needs to, we need an alternate effective date.
Congressman Walker.
Well, first I would start out by not answering the question, saying there's no reason not to. Secondly, I guess to answer the question would be in case the abused and neglected children need the money.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm not sure you understand what CASA is then if you think it goes directly to abuse and direct
call for the question,
because that's not what it does.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to call for the question. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no?
No.
Any more discussion regarding, apologize. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No, I thought we just voted on.
We voted on the call for the vote. Okay. Next is ONCA 16-125. An act to authorize and appropriate $112,000 to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch in Minerals Council Administration Building and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. Is there a co-sponsor? Congresswoman Edwards is a co-sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split my time.
Okay. Okay, you have 8 minutes.
We moved into, from the beginning of time, once upon a time, there was a Congress who had no place to live. And when we started our journey as the first Osage Nation Congress, we were in offices to our right, which are now the offices of the Minerals Council. There was 12 of us, 15, 16 of us in a very small office space. Eventually, I think kicking and screaming, we were able to get some office space to the north of this building. And at that time, we're sharing offices, which is fine, but we just really sort of put it together so we would have offices. And I recall
Speaker Brandstetter and Speaker Mason working hard on that, and we have decent office spaces. But what happened is, over the course of time, is carpet was replaced in piecemeal, and doors were put up that effectively block one of the emergency exits for the Congress to exit the building. Air conditioning quit working, which if you've sat in here this session, you would know. Heat quit working. If you sat in here sometime, you would know. The sound system is such that you can sometimes hear what's going on in committee meetings, and a lot of times you can't. The internet goes down, including this morning. So there's been a need for probably 10 years to do some overhauling of this building. We have appropriated money in the past to the capital asset fund, or we've appropriated it to the TDLA or the Tribal Works to try to get some repairs done. And you will recall that the doors took a year and a half to get some doors put in place. So this time, I believe that the second speaker Hamilton thought it best that we control our own destiny, particularly since, as I indicated before, on Friday, someone from IT comes to this office and starts reacting or messing with, I guess that's the word, the internet, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work all week. So, including this morning. So we need to be in control of what goes on over here. We need to know what goes on in terms of the infrastructure, and we desperately need to get some items fixed, not the least of which is the air conditioning. So that's what this is for. There have been some estimates submitted to create the budget. However, there will be more estimates obtained in order to actually award the work. So I would urge your support.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Sebernoff, did you have your hand up?
Yeah.
I didn't see your hand up.
It just kind of looked warm, but
I was going to say it.
I'm going to vote against this, and I might be the only one that does, but I voted against the Costa because I thought it was the wrong place to do it. It didn't mean I hate children. It should have been done by another foundation. I also think TDLA ought to be the one that's repairing this building and not us. I don't see the problems here. But that's just me. I don't want to spend $112,000 here on herself. Well, I don't see if that's necessary at this moment.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Edwards, you had some time left. Would you like to continue your time, or are you finished?
No, I think I said what was wrong.
Okay, thank you. Members of Congress, the question is, shall ONCA 16-125 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead?
Yeah.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Bill passes. an alternate effective date. Any discussion regarding the alternate effective date? All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards is a no on the alternate effective date. Next is ONCR 1640, a resolution to amend and restate the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017. Congresswoman Bufflohead, you are the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. This resolution, there's actually two parts that had to be changed. Basically, what it does is it changes the language so that boards and commissions can get a travel advance versus being reimbursed when they travel for official business. I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members like to speak for or against ONCR 1640? Congresswoman Edwards?
The other change that happened in this bill is that the War Memorial Commission, which was developed as a result of a bill sponsored by then Congressman Standing Bear, he appointed a commission of five members and then made a suggestion that they become a non-business board and earn $9,000 a year as a stipend. As I understand it, this stipend is going to be paid out of the appropriation for the actual memorial. So I think that that's unfortunate, because if you do the math and you believe what's been said, which is it's going to take this commission 2 years to create this memorial, as more than half of the money for the memorial would be spent on the commission. Stipend, travel, whatever else goes along with it. So I will say that I went by the Veterans Memorial in Pawhuska this weekend and looked at it. It's very nice. I also went by the Veterans Memorial in Fairfax this weekend, looked at it. It's very nice. So I hope that there is sufficient funding given where the what the administration wanted to pay the commission members, that we have enough funding for an equally nice memorial. Thank you.
Thank you. Would any other members like to speak to this resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1640 pass?
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Resolution passes. ONCA 1689. ONCA 16-122, ONCA 16-125, and ONCR 1640 are advanced to enrollment. Next on the agenda is consideration of Home Health Board appointee Nikki Lorenzo. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to confirm Home Health Board appointee Nikki Lorenzo.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to confirm Nikki Lorenzo to the Home Health Board. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board appointee Susan Phillips. Or confirm?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to confirm Susan Phillips to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. And seconded, discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I attend Gaming Enterprise Board meetings when my time is available and it doesn't overlap with meetings, other meetings that I have. I have seen Ms. Phillips in action on the board. She brings, I believe, consideration for what they're doing. She seems to be informed. She asks very pertinent questions during the meeting, of which are, to me, is very important for your role on that board to stay apprised of what's going on. I also had the pleasure of meeting Ms. Phillips even prior to this appointment. She is an Osage member. She wants to be involved and help her tribe survive and thrive and move forward. And I recommend you vote for her approval on this Gaming Enterprise Board.
Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Susan Phillips is confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Next, we're on motions and notices. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Government office meets today from 3 to 4.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Appropriations Committee meeting today at 4.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
Thomas will be meeting immediately after session. I mean immediately.
He means immediately. Thank you. I would like to announce that there is a cultural committee meeting from 12:30 to 2:30 today. And I'm also being notified that there is a CA meeting at 8:30 in the morning. And Attorney Mark Lyons will be there. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Motion to adjourn to 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to adjourn. Discussion?
8:30.
Congressman Supernaw.
Well, I had a question about this letter or this note from the chief. I don't recall ever getting one of these before. The question I have is that these bills are in full force and effect of law, and this is just griping about them, or is that what it amounts to?
Congressman Supernaw, right now there's a motion on the floor to adjourn. We were going to further this discussion.
I guess I said what I wanted to say.
That. That motion would need to be withdrawn, so. Is there any more discussion regarding adjournment? All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned till 10 a.m. tomorrow.